Sound of the River. Introduce new classic rock dog and Joe Show. There goes GNR. Since we're talking about food because we're old on a Friday, and what an ominous, weird, dark, dreary, creepy Friday it is out there. Humid, cloudy. But I guess perfect season to talk about this. Have you ever had a McDonald's McFlurry?
I have. I can't remember what they tasted like. I'm sure it was good. A long time ago.
So basically, it's an extra thick milkshake. I've never had one. I've heard about it from years. I've never had one.
You get all kinds of cool stuff blended into it.
Yeah. They take the cookies, they take the M&Ms, whatever kind you want, I guess. And it's extra thick. It's real thick. And all over the internet, they're talking about this McFlurry spoon. Okay, comes with a dome lid, like they do on a lot of like mochas or ices or whatnot. And there's this spoon. And I guess because people have nothing better to do anymore, all over the internet going viral, there's all these discussions about why is the spoon shaped like it is. So, I'll show you the spoon, Joe. That's McFlurry spoon. For those out there that have had it, 766-9370. So, you see the stem of the spoon, it's rectangular.
Yeah.
Okay? It's hollow.
Yep.
Okay? And even the spoon part, the ladle part of the spoon, oddly shaped. So, people are like, why is the spoon hollow? In the handle. Why is it rectangular? Why is it shaped this way? A lot of people thought that the McFlurry spoon could be used as a straw. You could actually suck the ice cream through the spoon bottom up to your lips.
Oh, I'd like to see somebody suck a McFlurry through a straw.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah, that would kill you. You ever blown up so many balloons for like a party and your ears, it hurts your ears? Like
your jaws?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what would happen to you.
Yeah, the McFlurry is thick, but that's not the reason. And don't ask me why I read this, but these kinds of things kind of catch my curiosity. So I'm looking at this, I start reading it, and the reason the McFlurry spoon is shaped the way it is, according to an engineer, is so they can package it, ship it off, it's small, they can get a bunch of spoons in a package, and it's lightweight. So one, it's easy to stack and to arrange to ship, it's also lightweight, and... Why do you think the handle is hollow? Any guesses when you look at this shape?
Well, I would get just guessing you could store some in there for later.
You could take McFlurry with you, like on the road. Like you're done with the cup and all that. You don't want to carry the cup anymore, so you're going to load up your McFlurry spoon handle and take it with you.
That's a good two plugs easily. That's pretty thick and pretty big.
Yeah, and there's a downward shot of it. No, the reason is because when they make them, they actually stir the McFlurry with that spoon. That rectangular spoon handle gives it strength. A normal spoon, if you stuck it in a McFlurry and tried to stir it, it would break.
Oh.
So
that makes sense.
That's why they make it. And the people there at McDonald's, they fill it up with McFlurry ice cream, they put your toppings in, and they hand stir it and pop the lid on. So that is the mystery behind the McFlurry spoon. Something else I want to bring up, though, since we're talking about dairy desserts and spoons. True or false, 766-9370. The Frosty, a fantastic dairy dessert provided by Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, though, the spoon is awful. The spoon that you get from Wendy's is too deep.
Too deep, meaning it's...
The curvature?
No, God, no.
Yeah, it's too deep.
Too much Frosty on the spoon?
No, not so much the amount, it's the curvature of the ladle. It's curved in a way that no other spoon has been curved, and when you drag the spoon out of your mouth, like people typically do to eat Frosty, you always leave a little bit behind. You can't clear the ladle clean.
Yeah, you know what that's for. That's done by design.
What's that for?
The French fry. So you get your mouthful of Frosty, as you pull it out, there's a little bit left in the spoon, you take your French fry and clean it right out. Then you get... Everyone eats French fries with Frosty.
Off the spoon?
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you get a normal spoon, though, that has less curvature, less depth, and just dip your fry in the Frosty cup?
I mean, you don't want to dip your fry in the Frosty cup.
Why?
Because then it puts salt in there.
You're putting salt on your spoon before you put it back in the Frosty to get more.
Then you clean it. Back in the Frosty. It's a three-step process. You dip the spoon, you pull it out, there's a little bit of residual Frosty left in the spoon, you drag the fry across... Clean the spoon, dip it again.
You just said the fry cleaned the Frosty spoon, though. Now you're saying you got to clean it again.
Well, you want to get the salt off of it. You do not want to salt a Frosty. That's bad news. You see people dipping fries in Frosties. That's wrong protocol.
I think there's nothing wrong with it, because then it puts a little bit of salt with the sweet. You get some chocolate and some salt, some fry. Yeah, that's like bacon on a glazed donut or whatever. You know, bacon glazed chocolate bar. That's fantastic.
Well, that does sound good, actually.
I think that the Frosty spoon is too deep. I always have. They've never changed it. It's a good, girthy spoon, kind of like the McDonald's Coke straw. Nowhere in fast food will you find the diameter or girth of a Coke straw for McDonald's. Perfect size.
Yeah, they're the best around, by far.
Best straws out there. But the Frosty spoon, it's too deep. I've always thought that for years and years and years. I don't think I've ever discussed it on a radio show.
We should have, because I could have cleared it up for you.
Yeah, no, I still disagree with that. You don't need the damn spoon to be shaped like that. It's odd. Your lips cannot clear it properly. You should be able to clear an ice cream or yogurt spoon, one swoop.
That was done through hundreds of people. Questions coming in. They sat down around a table, and they had multiple spoons, Frosties on the table.
Multiple depth styles.
Absolutely, yeah, that was done by design.
You know what? Guarantee that probably happened. Honestly, as twisted as this world is, engineers created a McFlurry spoon. I guarantee they did the same thing for the Frosty spoon. 766-9370. I think it's too deep. I really, really do.
Rockin' the River City. This is 93.7.
The River.
The River.